From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey has our extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk about the Lincoln Park Zoo and why you should go now, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, with all of the museums set to close today, Lincoln Park Zoo is going to be one of the few places that will be remain open for folks. You can't go inside the animal enclosures, or certainly not the enclosures, the animal buildings, but you can walk around the grounds until January 4th. They're going to close January 4th through March 4th, just because the animals are mostly indoors at that point and people can't go inside to see them. But if you're looking for something to do with the family, just to get out and about, the Zoo Lights is beginning on Saturday. Zoo Lights is when they cover the zoo with about millions of sparkly lights for the holidays, and it's really an incredible sight. You cannot imagine the work that goes into stringing up all these lights, but they're keeping that open. It's going to be it's going to cost $5 this year, and you got to get your tickets in advance. There's a handful of free days as well, beginning November 24th. All the dates are listed at Block Club Chicago, and you can also click a link there to sign up. You got to get reservations for those free days as well. The reservations go up a couple days, the Sunday before the free day. So I just tried to go on before we came on, before all your fans filled up all the reservations. It's a stunning sight. It's going to be one of the few cultural things that are going to be open still. So encourage folks to, if you get another 59 degree night like we've got tonight, it'll be fun to get out there and be safe around other people.
Right. They've got 5 free nights too, but you do have to make reservations. More info at blockclubchicago.org. Let's find out what's going on now with that Brown Line flyover at Belmont. How's it progressing?
You know, I'm one of those guys that likes to go to construction sites and just watch people work. I know it's a uniquely male thing, I've been told, but this one is this is the huge project that's going on in Lakeview, just a couple blocks south of Wrigley Field. It's part of the $2 billion project to improve the red and purple lines, but a key part of it is to build this enormous bridge that's going to let the brown line trains go over the red and purple lines right there a little bit north of the Belmont station. So they hit a milestone today. They put up the steel framework for the big bridge. It's going to soar 45 feet up in the air. It's really an enormous project. They're saying this is one of the the biggest public works transportation projects ever undertaken in Chicago, it's still set to be finished by June, this particular bridge. I know a lot of us haven't been on a CTA train since March. I guess the good news is while we've been away, they've been plugging along and getting a lot of this work done. So when we're back on the trains, wall to wall, there's going to be more of them when they get this thing done. The goal is to be able to add 8 new red line trains an hour during rush hour, so you could pack in about 7,200 more people each hour during rush hour. So if you've ever waited to get on a red or a purple line train at Belmont or Fullerton around rush hour, you know how packed they are. This is aiming to create more space for the trains, as well as to get people home a little bit faster or work a little bit faster. But
yeah, when they're done, red and purple line train speeds at the intersection will be increased by 60%. So that's good news. And this is a great idea. Socially distanced holiday portraits taken right from your front porch. Tell us about this.
Right. This is a photographer named Jackie Bravo Viseri. She created the Front Porch Project during the pandemic, and it's a great idea. She's looking for a way to get out and about and keep the photography business going. Doesn't want to bring people into studios, so she will come to you. You sit on your front porch. You get your family, whoever's in your bubble. Document document what's going on. She's got a bunch of these on her Facebook page, just showing great portraits of families. And now she's reviving it. It's sort of it's donation based, pay as you can. If you can't afford it, she can make she can help you out. But she's pitching it as you can do your holiday cards or your Christmas portraits or all of that. She'll come out to you, and she's encouraging people to dress up, decorate your porch, decorate wherever she's going to go, and get a little festive. She's in the Irving Park neighborhood, but she's going anywhere. She did it really as a way to get to know her new neighbors after she moved to Irving Park. But she's expanding it now and just really trying to get people to come out and kind of embrace the family that they've been spending all this time with.
Like that. Thanks for the extremely local news, Seamus Toomey. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bob. Thank you.